Pearson.
I'm Bob O'Casey.
My boy owns this place. I told him I'd come and settle in for a while the family's on their trip. Sort of caretake the place, as they call it.
I see. And those two reluctant dragons are my grandsons. I have another grandson and also a son-in-law.
Oh, no woman in the house?
We don't even have female mice.
That's cute.
Well, I'm
going to
take off now.
Yeah, me too.
Wait a minute. What's the matter with you two? You born on the other side of the mountain?
Oh,
Mrs. Pearson, these are my grandsons. This is Mike, and that's Robbie over there.
Mike, you're just the image of my youngest son, Jerome.
Yeah,
he studied medicine for 3 years, then he took up painting. He's in real estate now.
Oh, well,
His eyes were the same, except his were blue. Just the sight of you takes me back to the time when Jerome and some of his little friends thought they could not live unless they went to Mexico City. Well, sir, they had this little car, and if I hadn't put a stop to it, they would have taken on the Sergio barn.
Bob, Tim is waiting. Excuse me. Bye.
Go ahead.
Nice to have met you, Miss Pearson.
Oh, Robbie, do you play the violin?
No, ma'am. Well, I play the trumpet.
Oh, I knew you were artistic. Now, Arthur, that's next to my youngest, always wanted to play the violin till we got him one, and then he just hated it. Well, you never heard such carrying on in all your life. When my husband, may he rest in peace, when my husband tried to get him to practice, and when Arthur finally did practice, it was so dreadful.
His
father had to burn the bow.
Gee whiz.
Shucks.
Listen, Bob, Hank's still hanging.
Well, go ahead.
Okay, nice to have met you, Miss Pearson.
Goodbye. It's going to be so nice. Being next door to such nice people.
Thank you.
I hate to admit it, but there are times when a body does get lonesome.
Well, you won't be lonesome with us around here. The time will probably come when you'll wish those Douglases would get out of your hair.
Oh, I don't think so. By the way, do you have any pull with the electric light company?
Well, no, I'm afraid not. We use their product, of course. Why?
Well, I was hoping to get my lights turned on today, but they tell me it's impossible.
Well, I've got a flock of candles around here you can have.
Fine. Incidentally, I'd love to meet your other grandson.
Well, I'm afraid you'll have to wait till later to meet Chip. He's up the road playing with a little pal of his. They're sort of getting ready for Halloween.
What's he like?
Well, he's a lot like me. He's a very handsome chap.
You tell me.
You hurt me a little, too.
It's not scary enough.
Sure it is.
It's not half as scary as mine.
Yours isn't even scary a bit.
That's because you saw me when I bought it.
Yeah, I guess. But I bet they'll look real scary tonight when it's dark.
Hi, Mom. Did you buy any trick-or-treat junk for tonight?
Yes, and you mustn't touch it.
Look at us, Mrs. Fiver.
That's nice, boys.
Jeepers, her hair didn't even turn white or anything.
It's got lots of white places in it. Only she puts junk on it.
Phew!
That's okay, Mrs. Fiver. I got a grandfather with no hair at all.
Why don't you boys go and try on your costumes?
Okay.
You want to start trick-or-treating when it's still light? Or shall we wait for the dark?
No, I'll wait for the dark. Then the girls will be scared. They can tell who you are if it's still light.
How can they tell who you are if you're all covered up?
By your shoes.
Oh.
Johnny Brenner's a scaredy ghost. He has to take his mother trick-or-treating with him.
Boy, it's sure dumb to be scared of ghosts.
Yeah.
I haven't been scared of ghosts since I was a little kid. Maybe a baby, even.
Me neither. Some kids are afraid of empty houses.
Boy, it's sure dumb to be afraid of empty houses.
Yeah, I've been living right next door to one all my life. And I'm not scared of it.
Yeah, what can an empty house do to you?
It can fall on you if you're inside and it's old.
But who would go inside an old empty house?
Well, yeah. I'm glad to see you boys respect other people's property.
Yeah, and if there are any ghosts inside, they don't like anybody horsing around.
I thought you said you didn't believe in ghosts.
We don't. Only if there are such things as ghosts, they might get sore if we don't believe in it.
Thank you, Mr. O'Casey. I'm sure I have enough candles here for tonight, plus two or three storms.
Well, there's no use being in the dark.
You're right. Thanks again.
You're welcome. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Scare the daylights out of her.
And
then we can go over Freddy's and mess around there for a while.
And then we'll go around the block to Dillon Street. They get real good trick-or-treat junk over there. What was that?
Nothing.
It was something. I saw a thing go into that empty house.
What kind of thing?
I don't know, but I think it looked like one of those cottage cheese people from the moon.
It couldn't be.
How come?
Because I always used to hear Mr. Pearson say he wouldn't even rent his house to people with dogs even.
Here, give
him
some candy, Chipper.
Trick or treat! Hi, Kip. Hi, Sudsy.
Hi,
Mr. Douglas.
Hi, Billy.
Hi.
Yeah, that's what we've been getting at the last three houses.
Okay, give me them back.
No, that's okay.
Well, now you fellas stay right just around this block. I don't want you crossing the street, okay?
Okay, so long.
So long. Be careful now.
Dorothy. Hi, Marilyn. Hi, Penny.
Boy, we really got a lot of junk.
So do we.
Well, we have to be going now. Good night.
Yeah. Boy, these are sure a mess. Nobody ever gets scared.
What's the matter? Do you?
Not now.
What did you see?
There's a ghost in the Pearson's house.
He hollered and moaned and called us names and everything.
A ghost, huh?
Yeah, it was in the upstairs window.
In the Pearson house? But Chip, you know there's nobody in there. It's vacant.
Yeah, but that's what makes it so goofy.
You should have heard him rattling his chains, Mr. Douglas.
Now look, fellas. Tonight is Halloween, and this is the night the ghosts and the goblins and the witches are supposed to be out. But we know there are no such things, don't we? But there is something called the power of suggestion. And that means if you really expect something to happen, sometimes the mind sort of makes it happen. It's imagination. You understand?
Yeah, but we really saw...
No, you didn't, Chip. It was just your imagination.
What?
Sure. Now, you don't see anything now, do you?
No.
That's because you're inside here with me and you feel safe. The mind won't let you see anything that doesn't exist, you see?
I guess so.
You understand, Sudsy?
Sure. I didn't see what I saw on account of my brains aren't scared anymore.
Now, come on, let's see how much loose you got.
Dad?
Hmm? Hey, you did all right, huh?
Dad?
Yeah, Chip?
Can I stay over Sundays all night?
Why? So you can sleep as far away from the haunted house as possible?
Well, no. It's just because, well, yeah.
Now, Chip, I can't let you give in to yourself. I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll call Sudsy's mother and see if he can't spend the night here with you. Okay, Sudsy?
Well,
Gee, you see, Sudsy's not afraid.
Sure he is. It's just that it's chicken that chicken in front of parents. No. No. No.
Come here.
Boy, you guys were sure having bad nightmares.
Not only that, I was having a terrible dream, too.
Oh, good morning, Mr. O'Casey.
Just call me Bob.
And you call me Abby. Oh, thanks for the candles last night. I'll go get them. I'm having my lights turned on today.
Just give them to one of the kids. I heard last night that one of my lodge members is sick, and I'm going over to cheer him up.
Oh, nothing serious, I hope.
Just one of those virus things.
Oh, you can't be too careful with viruses. I had a friend one time that got a virus, and she nearly died before they discovered it was one of those viruses. You can't filter through anything to identify it. And by the time they discovered what it was, she caught pneumonia. All the tests, I think. Didn't care much for her doctor. He wore a mustache. Oh, now, not that I don't like mustaches, but it seems a little unsanitary for a doctor.
Abby, I gotta catch a bus.
Of course you have. Oh, say, by the way, I saw that southern lawyer who's going to work this morning. My, he's the handsome one. He looked a little surprised to see me. I don't suppose you got around to telling him I had moved in.
No, I didn't.
I couldn't be sure because he was sitting down, but he looked like a tall man, and from the side, the... Oh, now just listen to me rambling on. It's because I haven't talked to anybody for so long, I kind of get wound up. So you run on and get that bus.
Okay, Abby. See you later.
Dream to me only with thine eyes, and I will pledge with mine. La 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 la. Oh, good morning, Michael.
Oh, hi, Miss Pearson.
I just can't get over the way you look.
The way I look?
So much like Jerome. I remember one time...
Mr. Pearson, excuse me, please, but I'm already a half hour late. I'm supposed to be at my girlfriend's house.
Oh, of course. You run along.
Oh, thanks. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Oh, morning, Robbie.
Oh, hi, Miss Pearson. Mike, do you think you could drop me off at Hank?
Yeah, I guess so.
Hank must be your best friend.
Oh, he is, kind of. Yeah, that's when we're not serving each other.
My boys were forever having their friends hang around the house. You know, it got so I thought I was their second mother.
Oh, really? No,
bye. Be careful now. Be careful. Goodbye, Judy. Bye-bye.
Bye.
I was not scared last night.
You were, too.
I was not.
You were.
I was not. I'll go look at that house any old time. I might even go inside it.
You would not.
I would, too.
Yeah, when?
Well, sometime.
How about now?
How about you doing it?
Sure, I'm not as scared of that old house. I've been living right next door to it all my life.
Okay, let's see you do it then.
Okay, but you gotta come too.
Okay.
Let's go.
You really going over there?
Sure. You coming?
Sure. Let's bring Cram.
Okay.
Come on, Jack.
Yeah, well, I guess you're not scared of the house, so let's get out of here. Yeah. Let him go. Who needs
him? Something's over there.
I heard it.
with a broom and horns coming out of her head.
I'd rather have a witch.
And she knew my name and everything. She said, "You must be Chip."
And she kept on about how her body was lying over the ocean.
I'm sure you boys were frightened by nothing more than some lady who's probably moved into the Pearson house. Now try to forget the whole thing.
Boy, Mother sure don't know anything.
Yeah, I'm glad you said it, because I wouldn't want to be the one that talked like that about your mother.
I still don't see why we have to go in and get your skateboarder right this minute.
Because I have to go to the store and I don't want to haul everything by hand.
Don't talk so loud. Hey, you know something?
What?
We didn't have to sneak down the driveway like this. Could have gone through the house.
Yeah, well, hurry up. She might come out.
You put something on that box.
Let me look at you.
Oh, it isn't cut. It isn't so bad. Youngsters, gotta be careful when you're on those things.
I'm right in the house. We'll fix you up. You'll be all right here. Right in there. Go ahead. That's the boy.
And the witch came out and picked him up and took him in the house. And if you don't do something pretty quick, the ghost will probably eat him up.
You know, sometimes I don't think this kid's got all his marbles. Now, Fuzzy, take it easy. What witch took Chip away?
The one with the horns that yells about her body lying over the ocean.
You know, you could be right about the marbles.
Where did the witch take Chip?
To that house next door.
Oh.
Yeah, but how come we saw the light go by in the window?
Oh, that was a candle, honey. You see, they hadn't turned on my lights yet. And did you think I had horns, too?
Yeah, how'd you know?
When I was a little girl, there was a lady living on our block. And all of us kids thought she was a witch because she had 3 or 4 black cats and her house was run down and she wore a bandana.
What's a bandana?
Oh, it's a piece of cloth like this. When you tie it around a certain way, it looks like horns are coming out of your head.
Oh.
Well, maybe we better go over and see that Chip didn't hurt himself when he fell.
Yeah.
Well, come on.
Right.
I don't want to go. The ghost might
hit me up. You know, Chip, I think every neighborhood as a lady or a man who's supposed to be a witch or a wizard. Only today, I was lucky.
You were?
Sure. I found out in time to do something about it. Well, come on here now, Chip. You haven't even made a dent in these cookies yet. Oh, Smith, that bell. Yes, I'm coming. I'm coming home in just a minute. Well, we have visitors. How nice.
Well, we heard Chip had been hurt, Abby.
Oh, just a bump. Come on in. Welcome to the witch's den.
I think I hear my mother calling me.
Oh, ma'am, come on over here. Sit down. There's at least 20 cookies on this plate, and I expect to see them gone in the next 10 minutes.
My father gets mad at me if I eat cookies without asking.
Nonsense. I'll go get you some milk.
She's not a witch, Sutty. She's just a lady.
Oh, you know, I believe that's the nicest compliment I've ever received. Well, say, how about you boys having some cider?
We'd love it. How about it, Charlie?
Hi, Bob.
Hi, Steve.
Well, looks like we're going to have some extra customers for dinner tonight, huh?
Well, there's really only one. I forgot to tell you about Abby Pearson, our next-door neighbor.
Well, she looks like a nice person. What about her?
Well, she is, but she's been living alone a long time, and she's... Well, she's just sort of got a lot of catching up to do.
Catching up on what?
Talk.
Oh.
She's a swell lady and all that, but she just talks and talks and talks.
She's really that bad?
Yes, it is. Now, I wanted you to be prepared because I've invited her over for dinner tonight.
Oh, fine.
I knew you wouldn't mind, and Steve, this woman is really lonesome.
It was a very nice thing for you to do, Bob. I'll go and get washed up.
All right.
Well, Well, I've brought the casserole. Now, all you have to do is put the noodles in there, then we'll melt some cheese, pour over the whole thing, and pop it into the oven.
Good.
Oh, I do hope that Steve and the boys like noodles.
Well.
Good, good. A little starch in the system, as well as the backbone, never hurt anybody, my mother used to say. Oh, say, by the way, that little sudsy boy has a terrible case of adenoids. I wish you'd write down his address for me, will you? I think I owe it to his mother to recommend some medicine I found out about some Indian friends of mine in Minnesota. They take the roots and they boil them. Oh, hello. I can see you there. I'm Abby Pearson.
This is my son-in-law, Steve Benson.
Oh,
how do you do?
How do you do? They're such a fine family.
Thank you.
How in the world did you ever manage to raise those boys without a woman in the house?
Well,
I know what you mean. I've never been a feminist, really. When my husband, bless his soul, was living, I used to leave all the discipline to him. You know, I think there's something in this European idea about a man being master in the house, don't you?
Well,
I'm a person who very seldom expresses an opinion. When I do, it's from my heart. I'm sorry.
Stay tuned for another episode of My Three Sons as this twice-as-nice morning continues here on TV Land.